Hey guys, Justin for the 330 Sports Show. Thanks for tuning in. As always, we are a Youngstown studio production. Today is Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. So 2-22-22. Today is going to be our Black History Month celebration. I focused on famous Ohio athletes that have also transcended the sport. One I kind of overlooked was Lenny Wilkins. I should have added him in. So I guess this is my addendum to my list that was pre-recorded. But Lenny Wilkins was the first African-American basketball coach to win an NBA title for the Seattle Supersonics. He then also was one of the greatest coaches in Cleveland Cavaliers history, taking them to the 1992 Eastern Conference Finals and many other playoff runs. So with that said, we're going to get started with our show. At the end, we're also going to feature an interview and sort of a business focus, a real short segment, about 3 or 4 minutes. But Derek Blair, he owns the world's greatest roofing company and a Youngstown business owner, and wanted to put the spotlight on him. So that will be at the end of our show, kind of a shorter show today, about 20, 25 minutes. So I appreciate you guys for tuning in as I am on remote, not in studio today. What's up, guys? This is Justin Coffin for the 330 Sports Show. Today's going to be a special edition. We are going to do a celebration of some of Ohio's most influential African-Americans in the world of sports for Black History Month. We're going to start with an icon from Cleveland, from the Ohio State University, but Jesse Owens. I think most people know his story, but moved to Cleveland with his family when he was 9 years old, became immediately a track sensation in track and field at Cleveland East Tech High School, and hit the world record for the 100-yard dash in 1933 in the National High School Championships. He then proceeded to go to Ohio State, make a name for himself, and set records there at the university, but also go on to the 1936 Olympic Games, which was very famously, dominated by Germany at the time, and the Aryan supremacy basically showed up Hitler and his athletes in his own country, in Germany, and just did an amazing job. He returned, and unfortunately our country was still segregated. He was, forced to work in inferior jobs, but he really stayed vocal and, was a prominent figure in the struggles of race relations in our country. The next athlete we're going to talk about is Bill Willis, formerly of the Ohio State Buckeyes, obviously with the Cleveland Browns. And, leaves a great legacy behind. He now has the Block O jersey at Ohio State dedicated to him. He was born in Columbus, playing for Ohio State during the school's first national championship in 1942. Much like Jackie Robinson, he was one of the first two Black players to play professional football in the modern era. He signed with the Cleveland Browns in 1946 with Marion Motley, who we'll talk about here in a little bit. He retired in 1954, and he became Cleveland's assistant recreation commissioner and the chairman of the Ohio Youth Commission to help troubled youth in the community, well ahead of his time. Another teammate of him, Marion Motley, who we'll get to in just a minute, grew up in Canton, played college football, enlisted in the military for World War II, and then also came and signed with Bill Willis with the Cleveland Browns, and he was signed by Cleveland Browns legend Paul Brown. Both Bill Willis and Marion Motley obviously faced racism on and off the field. The two were taunted, insulted off the field. The two were forced to stay behind when a team traveled to a game against the Miami Seahawks after receiving threatening letters and Miami declaring it would invoke a law forbidding black players from competing against white players. Just absolutely ridiculous. But unfortunately, that was the times that Marion Motley and Bill Willis lived through. Both of these players have been elected to Pro Football's Hall of Fame in Canton. So pretty cool for Motley, you know, in his hometown of Canton. And we, you know, these guys are trailblazers, much like Jackie Robinson. You know, so many of these black and African-American players had to deal with so much besides just playing a game that they love, but they were truly trailblazers and, you know, have left generational impacts for athletes and, you know, just people today. So we salute Bill Willis and Marion Motley for what they did for our country. Another name that's very prominent in Cleveland sports is Larry Doby. He obviously was a player in the Negro Leagues when he became the second black player to break the color barrier and the first in the American League, just months after Jackie Robinson made his historic journey with the Brooklyn Dodgers. Larry Doby was signed with the Cleveland Indians, and he was a seven-time All-Star, joined Satchel Paige as the first black players to win a World Series when the Indians won it in 1948, which is also, unfortunately, the last time the Indians have won. Now the Guardians have won a World Series. But Larry Doby does not get the recognition that Jackie Robinson deserves, or that Jackie Robinson does. And Larry Doby really deserves a lot of that recognition because he was a trailblazer as well, just a few months behind Robinson. And they all deserve credit. You know, I'm not saying one should get more credit than the other, but Larry Doby was a pioneer for the Cleveland Indians. Let's talk now about his teammate, Satchel Paige, who had a great and very prestigious and long career in the Negro Leagues. Satchel Paige became the oldest man to ever debut in the major leagues at the age of 42. During the pennant race in 1948, Paige recorded a 1.33 ERA, going 5-1, helping the Indians get to the World Series, which later they won in six games. He was the first player from the Negro Leagues to pitch in the World Series. Jim Brown is next on our list. Jim Brown is probably the most iconic athlete from the state of Ohio. You know, you might put up LeBron James in there, but Jim Brown is widely regarded as the best player to ever play the game of football, at least at the running back position and maybe at any position. He obviously is the best player in Browns franchise history. He holds several franchise rushing records still to this day, was a Pro Bowl selection every year he played, won the Browns' last championship in 1964, and, you know, retired early, but still has this impressive football resume, became an actor, an entrepreneur, you know, many, many things. You know, held summits with Muhammad Ali and anti-war movements, became really outspoken and really iconic, not just in the world of sports. Jim Brown, still to this day, is regarded as maybe the best player that has ever played professional football. Next up, we have a female on our list, Renee Powell, and someone that might not get as much attention as a Jim Brown, as a Larry Doby, as a LeBron James. But she was born in Canton. Renee Powell is a professional golfer who became the second black woman to ever play on the LPGA Tour in 1967. She received death threats and was refused to stay at tournament hotels, sometimes refused service at restaurants. She moved to the United Kingdom in the 1970s, but Powell became the first woman to compete in the British men's tournament. She now serves as the head professional at Clearview Golf Club in East Canton and runs a rehab program for female war veterans, really a pioneer in her field and someone that should be celebrated and known for her efforts, not only in her sport, but in her community. The next on our list is another female, Cheryl White. Was born in Cleveland, Ohio. Cheryl White became the first Black female jockey in the United States in 1971. During her career, White won around 750 races and became the first woman to win 5 races in one day in 1983. After retiring from racing in 1992, White became a racing official, returning to the saddle for multiple charity events until 2014. She unfortunately passed away at a young age, at the age of 65, right here in Youngstown, Ohio. But she was great in her field, obviously one of the best to have ever done it. And again, not just a Black person, but a female. And so she had sort of not just civil rights, but also gender equality to deal with. And Cheryl White and Renee Powell were two trailblazers in their sports. Next up, we have Frank Robinson. Frank Robinson is very famous, an incredible 14-time All-Star. Frank used his talents on and off the field to make history in his playing career, becoming the first Black manager in Major League history when the Indians hired him to be a player manager, something you never see today, but that was done in 1975. While the team wasn't great during his time in Cleveland, Robinson opened the door for other Black and minority managers to find jobs with Major League Baseball teams. Robinson's number 20 was retired by the Indians, and his statue was unveiled just about 5 years ago in 2017. One of the most prolific home run hitters in all of baseball, just a great, great player and a great manager. We still see some trends of not having equality in certain sports at the managerial position, but Frank Robinson was the first of his kind in professional baseball, and that needs to be celebrated. So Frank Robinson of the Cleveland Indians, first Black manager in professional baseball. Moving to the Cleveland Cavaliers and professional basketball, Wayne Embry, the Springfield native and first Black NBA general manager, got his start with the Milwaukee Bucks and hired by the Cleveland Cavaliers in 1986. During his time with the Cavs, Cleveland reached the playoffs 9 times. He became the first Black team president and chief COO, of an NBA team in 1994. He worked in Cleveland until 1999. The Cavaliers inducted Embry into their inaugural Wall of Honor class in this past November. LeBron James is next. You know, I could go on and on and on forever. LeBron James is the greatest modern NBA basketball player. You know, there's going to be arguments about him versus Michael Jordan versus Bill Russell, whatever you want to say, whatever your opinions are of LeBron James, you cannot argue his greatness on and off the court. 6'8", really a generational player, changed the way the game was played, could literally play point guard to center, led the Cavs to their first title in franchise history and the first title in Cleveland in 52 years in 2016, has won multiple championships, most recently with the Los Angeles Lakers, previously to that with Cleveland and also with the Miami Heat. And in addition to what he has done on the court, he has done so much off the court. His school, his I Promise School in Akron, offers free tuition, free uniforms, free bikes, helmets, transportation, free lunch and breakfast, tries to get GEDs for parents, and, you know, also a huge, huge successful business person with Nike, promotional company, just so many things. Most recently was the star in Space Jam, has been in several movies, but does so much for so many on and off the court. LeBron James, born in Akron, obviously has made so many differences in the city of Cleveland and will continue that legacy on and off the court going forward. A current NBA player as well, Steph Curry, born in the same hospital as LeBron James, a few years apart, has just transcended the way the game has been played. He's a two-time MVP, three-time world champion, broke the record for most threes in a season, you know, has the best record as a team with the Golden State Warriors, who then, you know, did lose to the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2016, but most recently in December 2021 became the NBA's all-time three-point king. And like I said, has transformed the way the game has been played and also does a lot off the court for so many. Back to, I'm going to just call him Mr. Buckeye. Archie Griffin was born in August 21st, 1954, a former American football player, you know, for the Cincinnati Bengals, but obviously most of his notoriety comes from being the only two-time Heisman Trophy winner for the Ohio State University. First player to start in four Rose Bowls, won four Big Ten conference titles with the Buckeyes, and still a great, great ambassador for the university. So Archie Griffin is next on our list. The next player, next person we're going to talk about was the first African-American player to play varsity and letter win for Ohio State men's basketball team, Cleo Vaughn. He would be described basically as a four-star prospect today, was a big recruit, and you know, was a pioneer for Ohio State men's basketball. So Cleo Vaughn, the first African-American to play basketball at the Ohio State University. And then finally, we're going to wrap it up with Simone Biles. She was born in Columbus, Ohio. We claim her here in Ohio. She is one of the greatest athletes of all time, you know, pound for pound, whatever you want to say, in different sports. Also, you know, most notably at the most recent Olympics, did not have the success necessarily that she wanted, but brought a lot of attention to, you know, well-being and, you know, mental wellness, and, you know, just in brought a ton of attention to mental health. So she has done a lot for so many. And again, she has transcended her own sport of gymnastics, probably the most decorated gymnast of all time. And, you know, has moves named after that that only she can compile and do. So Simone Biles is where we're going to wrap up our list. Obviously, you know, there's so many others we could name, but this was the list we compiled. And we want to thank all these athletes, all these men, all these women, all these pioneers for what they have done, not only in the sports world, but on and off their court or field of play, for so many, for equal rights, for the betterment of everyone in their community. So on behalf of myself, the 330 Sports Show and Youngstown Studio, thank you to these athletes and these people for everything you have done. Hey guys, Justin Coffin for the 330 Sports Show. The month of February, we're going to highlight some locally owned businesses, especially by Black African-Americans in our community of Youngstown. Joining us for that, our first segment is Derek Blair. Derek owns the world's greatest roofing LLC. Derek, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Justin. Thank you.
Absolutely. So Derek, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, you know, maybe where you went to high school, all that kind of stuff.
I'm 32 years old. Was born in Youngstown, actually graduated from Salem High School. So I've been a lifelong 330 resident my entire life.
Nice. Okay. All right. So when did you get started with your business?
I've been roofing pretty much since I was 18. I worked for a local roofing contractor, started there picking up the ground, progressed to where I was, you know, pretty much leading the jobs. And we started up in the end of 2020, my business partner and I. And I'm sorry. You're going to have to.
No, you're good. You're good. So with your business, do you guys do residential, commercial? What do you focus on?
We mainly do residential roofing, new roofs, roof repairs. We do siding, gutters, soffit, fascia.
Okay. Now with our weather, you know, around our area, it can be extreme. You know, obviously we had negative degrees, tons of snow, you know, in the summer we get 100 degree heat. So, when do you recommend people to maybe have their roof looked at? Like, do you you want it to be proactive before there's a problem, or do you want so what's your recommendation on that?
I would recommend being proactive on that, because it's always better to handle the problem before too much damage can happen. And I would recommend going with a reputable roofing company such as myself, someone who's fully insured. We ourselves have multiple manufacturer certifications. I actually spent yesterday down in Pittsburgh at an ABC event thing. Okay. They put on at a bunch of seminars. So I'm nice. Always trying to learn, get better at my craft. Okay. Actually, it's funny, because a lot of people think our name, World's Greatest Roofing, is us being arrogant. Not only do I think our craftsmanship is on par with any of the better roofing companies, but that's more of the standard, the commitment I want to bring to every job. Not only that, but my life. I want to be the greatest at everything that I do. Awesome. I don't think anybody wants to call the world's worst roofing company. So you might as well call the world's greatest roofing company. And now until the end of May, we're doing a new year, new roof promotion, 10% off your total price. Give us a call. You can find us. We're on Facebook. We're on Google. My phone number is 330-519-8436. And just mention the 330 Sports Show and you'll get that 10% off.
Awesome. So Derek, give us that phone number one more time.
That phone number again is 330-519-8436.
8436. And like Derek said, make sure to call. I mean, you can obviously call if there's a problem, but try to make sure you're being proactive and not reactive to any roofing issues, and they can come and check it out for you. And pretty much, like you said, you fill every need that there needs to be on the roof side of things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. So Derek, we want to thank you for being our first spotlight business for the month of February. And we appreciate you taking time out of your day and joining us. And good luck to you and World's Greatest Roofing.
Thank you very much for having me, Justin. Appreciate it.
Sweeney is your General Motors lease return headquarters. No matter where you bought your GM vehicle, we accept all Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet, and GMC lease returns. Free of judgment, free of hassle, with no questions asked. Safely and securely. Now it's even better. If we buy your car, we'll cut you a check for $2,000 whether you purchased it at Sweeney or not. Plus, we'll waive your disposition fee. Click SweeneyCars.com or stop by Sweeney Chevrolet Buick GMC on Market Street in Boardman.
Sweeney. Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. We also have a team of specialists that can help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrows. For more information or quote, please call us at 330-856-6244 or visit us on our website at www.plattinsurance.com. That's